Good morning, everyone. We've had another week of joys and concerns, another week of hope and all the exciting things that happened in our lives. And it's back to being cold, but I could have sworn it was like an early June morning one day this week. But I'm having a hard time remembering that now. Maybe it's the cold-addled brain of mine. But here we are back again in our sanctuary. And for a brief moment, safe in each other's company, and welcome and at home. And so I've got to make my annual one-week plug. It's pledge time. Don't forget us. We've made more progress. We need your help. This is your last week to grab your forms and save us a postage stamp. Please do so. This is also the first week of our raffle. So join me shortly after in coffee hour, and we'll raffle off our first item. And I lead to one of my favorite parts of the year, when folks from the congregation share what's special to them about this place. And this week, Ellen is going to do just that, and I leave you in capable hands.
Thank you. Morning, everybody. We moved to Nashua when our daughter Sarah was 7 years old. I enrolled her in First Communion class at a local Catholic church. I did that because we had adopted Sarah through Catholic Charities in New York City, and we promised to raise her Catholic in accordance with the wishes of her biological mother. I was the lapsed Catholic in the family who felt some obligation in this regard, and my husband Jim went along the way he does. Although he spent his Sunday mornings visiting a vast array of Nashua churches. So Sarah came home after the first session and said, "Mom, Sister said Adam and Eve were the first man and woman, and Eve ate an apple, and God made them leave paradise. Do you believe that?" And I said, "Some people believe that." The following week, and you know I'm shortening this conversation a whole lot, Sarah came home and said, her big, trusting, brown eyes looking into mine, "Sister says, if we're bad, we're going to hell. Do you believe that?" And I said, "You're not going back to that place." Shortly after that conversation, Jim came home following a visit to yet another Nashua church. "You have to come to this one. The minister preached a sermon on God concepts. I've never heard anything quite like it. You're going to love it." That was in 1977. We've been here ever since. This church lifted a burden from me. I suppose it was a form of coming out, in that I felt an incredible sense of freedom to think and live according to my own conscience, within the parameters of the societal framework espoused by this community. The word integrity resounded often in this church and helped set my life path of volunteerism. Within our first month here, I was teaching the third grade RE class. Does that sound familiar? I joined the choir and have served on various committees over the years, including nominating, worship and services, investment review, public relations, the executive board. And last year, I proudly mentored Julia Fletcher through our rite of passage course, although she didn't need much help from me, believe me. She's an amazing woman. Among other volunteer activities outside the church, I co-founded the Friends of the Nashua Symphony, sat on its board, served as Northeast Regional Chair of Girls Clubs of America, and sat on its national and local boards. Volunteered at Sarah's schools. And for the past 13 plus years, I've been a court-appointed special advocate, guardian ad litem, speaking to the best interests of abused and neglected children in several New Hampshire courts, from Nashua to Laconia, the best cause I've ever taken on. I tell you this because my life philosophy and community commitments all relate to and continue to be shaped by not only the values instilled in me as a child by my family and my teachers, but by what I hear, say, and sing within these wonderful walls. I always feel supported and encouraged by the energetic, growing group of people in front of me. And now you know how much you mean to me. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ellen. One of the, when she was talking about the committee she was on, one she did not mention, she was also on the ministerial search committee that brought me here about 23 years ago, and Rush Leonard chaired that. So if you've got any concerns about that, you can talk to either one of them. Thanks again, Ellen. That was wonderful, and I do urge you to, if you did not pick up your pledge form last Sunday, please do so this Sunday. Read the guidelines in there and contribute as best you can to the ongoing life of our congregation.